ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Continuing this morning with chapter 10 of Canto 1, we'll read 6, 7, and 8. What did we hear yesterday? No, not the verses. I want to wake everybody up. I'll ask these four. Something that we heard yesterday. How those things are which? Yeah. Okay, but let's go back to there was systematic education of people, then there was something about leadership, and now you're on to economics. What happened on the leadership thing? What did you say? I wasn't clear what you said. What was your point? You lost it. You hear something in addition to what you just heard. What's the relationship between qualified king, like Maharaj Yudhisthira, and prosperity for the citizens? What's the relationship? Okay, that's an important part. Okay, keep going. If the king is a proper ruler, he'll give us good example. If he gives a good example, people will follow. They'll also live in a religious way. And then? Okay. And the consequence. The starting point was secret of success is taking shelter in the Supreme Lord. And not taking shelter, then it becomes the other. Complicated. People do what they want. Disorder. Agreed. This conclusion. We must look into the defects of modern civilization by comparison and should follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Yudhisthira to cleanse man and to wipe out anachronisms. Okay. Text 6. Very interesting verse. Because of the kings having no enemy, the living beings were not at all disturbed at any time by mental agonies, diseases, or excessive heat or cold. This connects with the pious king. This is another dimension of how is their prosperity just by having a pious king. So, the statement that's being made here is the king had no enemy. He was pious, but he had no enemy. Because he had no enemy, no diseases, no mental agonies, no irregularities in weather, extremes of heat and cold. Guess what that says about the modern situation? Whether it's too much this or not enough this, or too much that or not enough that. The pious king and no irregularities, no diseases, no mental agonies, correlation is Prabhupada right away goes to protection of animals. And he says it strongly, opening when you're writing something, you know, the lead sentence is very important. It's a rule of composition. Here's Prabhupada's opening sentence. To be non-violent to human beings and to be a killer or enemy of the poor animals is Satan's philosophy. So, the next sentence. In this age, there is enmity toward poor animals. And so the animals are put into anxiety. The reaction of the poor animals is being forced on human society. And therefore, there was always strain of cold or hot war between men. Individually, collectively, and nationally. Let's consider what Prabhupada is explaining here. It's a core principle of religion. You know, previously, in previous purports, Prabhupada was speaking about equality and fraternity, and things that one expects from a religious person. So, on several occasions, Prabhupada would speak. I remember one of them was, he was in Sweden. He had just been in Sweden, and he had attended program was a big hall filled with people packed. And after the program, one young Swedish boy came and smiled and said to Prabhupada, I like very much what you have said, and I want to submit. I'm a practicing Christian. I follow very carefully. And Prabhupada said, I had never met the man before, the young man, but immediately said, you do not. And he was surprised. Why do you say that? He said, are you eating meat? He said, well, yes, I am. Then I say you are not a Christian. Because Christ taught, and for your meat eating, there's so much killing, so much suffering, and you're the cause, needlessly. That's not it. So, whether it's in the name of religion or not in the name of religion, if it's something that goes on, there's reaction. And the reaction, one of the reactions mentioned in the purport is war. Cold or hot war between individual groups, nations. Now he's going to glorify Maharaj Yudhisthira. At the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira, there were no nations. Although there were different subordinate states, the whole world was united. And the supreme head, being a trained king like Yudhisthira, kept the inhabitants free from anxiety, diseases, and excessive heat and cold. How do they keep them free from excessive heat and cold? By his piety. By his own piety, by virtue of his piety, things were regulated. So nature responds to our quality, piety or impiety. They were not only economically well-to-do, but also physically fit and healthy. And undisturbed by supernatural power, by forces of nature, by enmity from other living beings, and by disturbance of bodily and mental agony. Now there were such disturbances, but Krishna came and eliminated them. Other living entity disturbances. Krishna took care of it. And by disturbance of bodily and mental agonies. So, the lesson he wants us to learn is when you have a quality person, a truly qualified person, as the head, executive head, then the disturbances that are otherwise there are mitigated. I've heard Prabhupada refer to this Bengali proverb many times. There's a Bengali proverb that says, a bad king spoils the kingdom and a bad housewife spoils the family. Again, I just heard the housewife one this morning. There's a Bengali proverb. His point was if she's unchaste or cruel or selfish, the whole family becomes disturbed. Because the king was pious and obedient to the Lord and the sages, because he was no one's enemy, and because he was a recognized agent of the Lord and therefore protected by him, all the citizens under the king's protection were, so to speak, directly protected by the Lord and his authorized agents. Unless one is pious and recognized by the Lord, he cannot make others happy or under his care. There is full cooperation between man and God, and man and nature. And this conscious cooperation between man and God and man and nature, as exemplified by King Yudhisthira, can bring about happiness, peace, and prosperity in the world. Last sentence. The attitude of exploiting one another, the custom of the day, will only bring misery. So, he had no enemy because he was not exploitative. Any interactions he had with others was in service to the Lord to serve them. So he was not anyone's enemy. Because he had nothing he needed from them, just like the Sad Goswami Astakam Dira Dira Jana Priyo. Six Goswamis were Priya. They were the object of affection of Dira and the Adira, the saintly and the disturbed, worldly people. But they were so detached and so spiritually elevated that those with an envious nature could understand, the Goswamis don't want anything from me. They're not going to take in something that I have. So they're not an enemy. But they were seen as very dear, an object of dearness. And a king who has taken full shelter, just as the secret of success from yesterday, italicized as seeking the full protection of the Lord. So because Maharaj Yudhisthira, or a qualified king, takes full shelter of the Lord, they're protected. And those who take shelter of that person are protected. They're feeling safe. Nice comment. One of the persons at this mantra yoga retreat commented, you know, just being here, I feel very safe. It's a nice statement. Like the cows. When the cows are feeling safe, they produce so much more. We had this experience at this Gitanagari farm when, during a time when Prabhupada was present, there was a president of the community named Paramananda, and he had this idea that he wanted, because, you know, Hare Krishna in the middle of a farm territory might be, like, you know, perceived as weird or threatening. So he decided he would enter the competition at the state farm show. He'd, like, mix with them, like this discussion going into their territory, just apparently being one of them. But he wasn't one of them. And every year, for like 4 years in a row, he won first, second, and third prize. His cows. So the farmers started coming to him and saying, you know, what's the deal? What's the secret? How's this? He said, you may not believe me if I tell you. No, 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 tell us, tell us, tell us. He said, because we give protection to the cow. So she's happy. What do you do with your cow when she doesn't give milk anymore? We don't do that. We protect the cows for their life. And they know that. They sense that. They feel protected. So they give so much. They're so healthy. Like Mother Earth, if Mother Earth is treated, you know, roughly and as in the language of the previous report, exploiting natural reserves. That's Mother Earth, exploiting Mother Earth. It's like raping the Earth. It's not happy. It's not going to supply. Same. There's restriction. There's disturbance. That's how it works. But the opposite is when there's a quality person, one who is actually taking shelter of the personality of God in a leadership position, whether it's a government head or a group of people or whatever it is, there's a qualified person. Their quality of shelter taking in the Supreme Lord and having not wanting anything from anyone, so they're not the enemy of perceived as or acting like the enemy and the aggressor of others. The disturbances that are natural disturbances, mental disturbances, health disturbances, gone. And this is Krishna's reciprocation with his devotee. People are given a fit ruler if they take shelter in the Supreme Lord. And when the Supreme Lord is a fit ruler, the people want to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. It's, both are benefited. And one shouldn't expect the people in general to lead. Expect the leader to lead. Leader should lead by example. And shelter in the Supreme Lord, and thereby, whoever, one of my God brothers has this saying, he said, there's something in common that every leader has. It has followers. And so, what the leader sets as an example, the followers will follow. So real responsibility goes to the leader. But it works the other way around also. If the followers have a desire for shelter of the Supreme Lord, then they're provided with a leader. That's really what one wants. Text 7. Sri Hari, Lord Sri Krishna, resided at Hastinapur for a few months to pacify his relatives and to please his own sister, Subhadra. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira is powerful. King Kunti, all Kunti got was a smile. Krishna was on his way after her prayers. And after Yudhisthira's request, he stayed for a few months. Obliged by the request of Maharaj Yudhisthira. His reason, two reasons are given in the purport. He saw the grief of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He wanted to mitigate the grief and give his association would mitigate that grief. But also to pacify his sister, Subhadra. Why did Subhadra need to be pacified or satisfied? She lost her son and just had a daughter-in-law who was pregnant when her husband died, when Abhimanyu was killed. So Subhadra was greatly grieving. And he stayed, Krishna stayed, just to please Subhadra. This is showing, these two things are showing Krishna's quality as bhakta vatsala. Bhakta vatsala means? Affection to his devotee. And Prabhupada concludes that who can be Krishna's relative? Only a devotee. Although Krishna has no relative. It's Leela. But one who performs that role in Leela has to be his devotee. So he's Bhakta Vatsala. Not just a sister, his devotee. Text number 8. Afterwards, when the Lord asked permission to depart and the king gave it, the Lord offered his respects to Maharaj Yudhisthira by bowing down at his feet. Yudhisthira knew Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's going to leave. And not only is he going to leave, he comes and bows at Maharaj Yudhisthira's feet. What did Maharaj Yudhisthira do? Embraced him. Prabhupada explains this is the position of pure love. Because even he knew Krishna was the personality of Godhead. He knew that Krishna likes. Just like Arjuna, Krishna likes to take the subordinate position of chariot driver. In this first canto, the glorifications it was in the previous chapter, in chapter 9, Bhishma Dev, describing how affectionate Krishna was for the Pandavas. What are some of the ways that Krishna was affectionate besides protecting them from dangers? Here's one. This is the Leela. He took the subordinate position. Came and placed his head at Maharaj Yudhisthira's feet when departing. He took the position of the messenger, taking the message of peace on behalf of the Pandavas. He took the position of night watchman. One time they were in the forest, and just to stay guard, Krishna said, "You all take rest, all stay awake and keep you all safe." When in the coronation ceremony of Maharaj Yudhisthira, Krishna was carrying the umbrella in honor of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He likes. And how do the devotees feel? You know, how would you feel if someone who you saw as God came and placed his head at your feet? "Oh, no, 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 this is a great offense. Please don't do this." But Maharaj Yudhisthira was at such an intimate level of Krishna consciousness. He understood this is what the Lord likes. I can't say no, 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 no. The Lord likes. He embraced the Lord as an elder. And so he was the younger cousin, Maharaj Yudhisthira was the elder of the Pandavas, and so he treated him like an elder brother or an elder cousin. And who can do that except his devotee? These are all transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The impersonalist cannot enter into the supernatural roles played by the devotee of the Lord. Thereafter, Bhima and Arjuna embraced the Lord because they were of the same age, and Nakula and Sahadev bowed down before the Lord because they were younger than he. So it was, you know, it was an age thing. Oh, Yudhisthira, your elders, place my feet. Arjuna, Bhima will embrace Nakula, Sahadev, your younger. It's just exchange of intimacy appropriate for the culture. Krishna enjoyed because these are his devotees. He asked permission from Yudhisthira to depart. May I go now? And before he said, no, don't go. So I didn't go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like that also. When he wanted to go to Vrindavan or wanted to go to South India or something, he would take permission. And if they said no, then it was no. He didn't go. Although he's independent, Lord. It's just his nature. But he would sometimes exhibit his independence too. Parting with Sanatana Goswami or Rupa Goswami or Gadadhar Pandit. His mother Sachi is soon to be widowed wife, Vishnu Priya. Turned and walked as if he couldn't care. But it's not that he didn't. This is opulence of renunciation. Okay. Any discussion? Well, whenever you have not a good understanding or immaturity or any of that, you're going to have a problem one way or the other. Well, there's so many factors that need to be considered. Teaching, the teaching is that you don't imitate And it may be that what I'm thinking now specifically is there are some places in the world that I go where you cannot enter in devotional clothes. Or they won't let you enter. So when I go to those places, when I leave the temple, I leave devotional clothes because devotees don't need to know or see their leader in anything other than devotional clothes. And then somewhere between leaving the temple and reaching the place, you know, Superman. Change into Superman in reverse, change into conventional clothes. So in a way that it's not visually seen, because even they may know like Maharaj has to do that. It just, you know, not visually seen. It can work the other way, just like we did at this retreat the past weekend. Everyone was, we had this like game plan at a conference call, and everyone was told no devotional clothes, because at least in the beginning, people, you know, they need to see you look like them, and no tilak. Now the next day the tilak showed, and the next day the devotional clothes showed, but you know, initially it was. And it was, but it was understood why. And then there was like this sheet of conduct. If anyone was going to take part, this is the code of conduct. And why? But they, you know, I said, well, does that mean I don't know if I want to take part if I can't wear my devotional clothes. They said, oh, you're different. Said okay, and I can take part because there might be something that I might decide not to take part in if it has a certain standard that just wouldn't be appropriate. No, but then there's a question of the faith of the follower. Does the follower understand? This is not for me to imitate. It's like Bhakti Tirtha Swami would sometimes. Be an African king. He had his African king costume. And he had his lecturing in a, you know, three-piece suit before people in Washington, D.C. on leadership topics or something. He was very fond of the whole repertoire of costumes. And I guess the followers understood, you know, we're not to imitate. But needless to say, there's some persons more mature, some persons less mature, and some persons less mature either won't understand or will try to imitate if they're less mature. So your question is how, and I'm saying there's many factors. It's very much a matter of knowing your audience. Knowing the persons, certainly it had something that's this genuine or pretentious, nobody likes. So if one is going to go that direction, it can't be, you know, really superficial. But on the other hand, if it's a genuine gesture, people appreciate. Like, you know, if you can't speak the language, but if you try to speak the language, people really appreciate. They think it's cute. Then they try to help you and get the vocabulary right. And it's like that. Not something that everybody can do, that's another point. Because that's part of don't imitate. But if there's factual grounding in core Krishna consciousness and core Krishna conscious values, then one's mind won't become degraded or disturbed by the circumstance, by the change of circumstance. But if one's core Krishna consciousness is weak, you go into another circumstance, you become influenced by it. There was one devotee who is no longer a sannyasi, but he was a sannyasi and he was invited to go to a class reunion. And when he went to the class reunion, he thought, I'm going to go and preach. And what happened was something else. He became influenced by previous associates and associations and deviated from his sannyas vows and is no longer a sannyas. So that's what not to do. When taking risks, Prabhupada would say, anytime you're preaching, you're taking a risk. Go out the door and you're taking a risk. Stay in the door and you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk. But preaching is a special risk. One has to feel oneself protected. You know, who it is that you're representing. And a lot of those things then become guided by Super Soul. The how to. Anything else? You got something else? Different one. And other things, and excesses of heat and cold, and illnesses, strong wave of illnesses. It's animal killing, but it's acting as an enemy of another, or a whole, so that one other is animal. So your question? It's so rampant. You know, if it's just a one-to-one connection, what about all the connections? It becomes very large. Well, yes, but the innocent people, two things. Where is the innocent person? And another thing is innocent people are protected. Ralph, I told the story that when he was a young businessman, there was a rice shortage that was contrived by the British. He described how they did it. So the price of rice doubled. You know, for 1 kilo of rice, so much, and then it became double. And I said, poor people, they didn't have double. They starved. Literally, people were dying. So Prabhupada said, I thought maybe the devotees in the temple are having some difficulty. So he went to the temple and said, you know, can we do something? Are you okay? And he said, no, we have plenty of rice. Krishna supplied so much. We're distributing it to people that don't have. And Prabhupada said, then I can understand. Krishna protects his devotees. Etc., etc., etc. The accounts that I heard, maybe 10 accounts of people that were in one World Trade Center 1 or 2 because they worked there or they had an appointment there, and for some reason the appointment got canceled. Or for some reason, instead of being on the 86th floor, they were off doing something else. Or they were at the bottom floor and they got out. Or they were sick, they couldn't go to